2. Deaf. He said the word as if he'd never heard it before. Plainly, he'd never heard it in connection with his son. When I met Brian the first time, I only saw him for a few minutes, and your mother told me he was feeble-minded, so I didn't think anything about his behavior. But something bothered me. He was so silent. I've seen lots of children with damaged brains, and they were all as loud and boisterous as other children. But not Brian. I think that's one reason why I went to your home instead of leaving word for you at the station. I wanted to see Brian again and figure out why he was so silent. He was still trying to get his understanding around this. And now you think he's deaf? He asked incredulously. He obviously also thought she was insane. Let me tell you some things that I suspect are true about Brian. He's a very sound sleeper. Loud noises don't wake him up. In fact, no noise of any kind wakes him up. And when you call him, he ignores you. Unless perhaps he's looking at you and then he comes. He has signs that he uses for things, and even though he doesn't talk, he uses the signs to make his needs known to your mother. Am I right? He was frowning. Of course, he was usually frowning when he was with her, but this frown was different. He wasn't trying to frighten her this time. He was thinking, and not liking the things he was thinking about. I'm right, aren't I? She prodded, knowing he must be testing her theory against what he knew of Brian's behavior. Your mother even told me he's clever about taking things apart. That proves there's nothing wrong with his mind. In fact, he's probably very bright. If she thought to comfort him, she failed. Do you think this is news I want to hear? He asked her in amazement. Do you think I want my son to be deaf? He's already a cripple. But don't you see, if he's deaf, he can be educated. He can even learn a trade, and he's still a cripple, he reminded her, his face dark with the anger he still felt over this fact. I've been thinking about that, too. And I know this surgeon who... Do you think I didn't take him to a doctor when he was born? He was beyond angry now. She'd wounded his pride. I took him before he was a week old. I would have paid any amount of money to have him made right again. But they said nothing could be done. Who told you that? She asked, outraged. The doctor, he reminded her impatiently. Which one? How should I know? That was 3 years ago. Sarah somehow managed not to sigh in dismay. Malloy, let me ask you something. Are all the detectives on the New York City police force as good at their jobs as you are? Once again, she'd stung his pride. No. Of course they aren't. Some of them are just as good as you are, and some are not quite as good, and some are completely worthless. What does that have to do with... Doctors are the same way. Some are very good at what they do, and some are not quite as good, and some are completely worthless. He was a doctor, Malloy insisted. Malloy, where do you think the expression quack doctor came from? Some doctors don't know any more about medicine than you do. Well, perhaps a bit more, but not much. It's entirely possible that the doctor who saw Brian didn't know much about club foot, and that this surgeon I know might be able to help Brian walk. I can't make any promises, but I can at least arrange for you to see... Mrs. Brandt, I don't need for you to arrange anything for me, he told her, gritting his teeth again, and I don't need your help. I can take care of my son myself. Sarah caught herself just short of issuing another lecture. Malloy wouldn't appreciate it, and she might very well alienate him completely. Besides, he was right. He could take care of his son himself. Of course you can, she agreed reasonably. All I'm suggesting is that you go home and test my theory. See if Brian can hear. And if he can't, well... There are schools for the deaf in the city. I'm sure they would be happy to help you learn how to communicate with him. He pushed his plate away. He couldn't push it very far because the table was so small, but the gesture told her he was finished with her and this conversation. Too bad she wasn't finished with him. Think about it, Malloy, she tried. If Brian is only deaf, he won't need someone to take care of him for the rest of his life. He can earn his own living. He might even marry and have a family of his own, and no woman... would marry a deaf cripple. Don't be so sure. She could see she'd given him...